is Karen Mingerson, and I am chairman of Special Olympics Olds and District.
Karen Mingerson joins us today on Community Hotline, and then we go back a couple of weeks to the annual Rotary Club of Olds Dragon's Den event. And this year, Karen, you guys were one of the presenters there. So who did you have with you, and what were you guys looking to do in putting forth your best pitch to the Rotary Club?
We were looking for monies for our bowling program, because this past 2 years we've had to raise our fees from $80 for 12 weeks of bowling to this year it was $100 for 12 weeks of bowling. And we do two sessions, so our bowlers have had to pay $200 for the year. And I just have really felt that if there's any way we could get some community support, it would be awesome. So we applied for it. And I had seven of my athletes there, seven or eight of them, and some of the parents and volunteers. And one of my volunteers did a PowerPoint presentation, which showed behind me as I was doing the presentation. Part of the awesome part was that we were first on the docket, so I couldn't compare my presentation to anybody else's. And I was going to be happy if they gave us $100 and they gave us the whole kit and caboodle. So I was just over the hill thrilled.
So did wind up putting forth what turned out to be, as they called it, either the best or the most impactful presentation. So you got a little bonus for that, didn't you?
We did. We got the $500 bonus. And they announced that before they announced everything else. And I thought, wow. Yes. Surprised and pleased.
So that's great. So you guys got $3,000 in total there from the Rotary Club of Olds. So that's great. And then as we look ahead to this Friday, you guys are going to have a event coming up here as a part of a month of getting your floor on at Gallery of Floors. Tell us what's happening on Friday, Karen.
On Friday, Gallery of Floors is having a barbecue from 11 to 2, I believe. And I am hoping that a number of my athletes will show up, and some of my volunteers in full uniform gear, and be able to share their experiences with the public and what we do.
Wonderful. And so, yeah, 10 cents from every square foot is being donated to Olds and District Special Olympics. So that's some more great community support there. Just how grateful are you guys for the support you receive from the community each year, Karen?
Just over the moon grateful, because basically, the people that we are helping are on very limited income. Some of them are able to work, but not all of them. So their income is like $1,700 a month now. And housing itself is very expensive for many of them. So for us to be able to keep our fees down in any way possible and still give them the opportunity to participate in a sport and participate with friends where they can gain confidence and a skill and just acceptance is fantastic.
That's wonderful. If people want to find out more information about either volunteering with Olds and District Special Olympics or wanted to support you guys, where can they go, Karen?
They can go to my personal email, which is karen.mingerson@gmail.com. Definitely for volunteering to email me and I can pass the information on to them.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for joining us on Community Hotline today, Karen.
And thank you.